In this bulletin, further relief for farmers suffering severe drought. At least 82 dead after a strong earthquake hits Indonesia's Lombok Island. And Fremantle's Andrew Brayshaw out for the rest of the season after being king hit by West Coast's Andrew Gaff. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Farmers will receive immediate additional financial support to help them and their communities fight one of the worst droughts of the past century. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has announced a new $190 million package that will also provide mental health services. The Farm Household Allowance will now provide two extra lump sum payments worth up to $12,000 for eligible households. The government's also changing the assets test to allow an estimated 8,000 more farmers to access support to recognise the severity of the drought. Mr Turnbull says the government wants to assist in every way it can.
We've listened, we've heard, we've acted, and we will continue to do that. This is not set and forget. This drought is evolving. It is a constant, dynamic environment which farmers have to cope with. And what we are saying to farmers is we are listening, we are with you, we feel the challenges you have, and we are determined to keep supporting you.
People on the Indonesian resort island of Bali ran from their homes after a magnitude 7 earthquake hit the neighbouring island of Lombok, killing at least 82 people. The quake struck Lombok in the early evening at a depth of 10 kilometres, a week after a magnitude 6.4 quake killed 14 people and briefly stranded hundreds of hikers on the slopes of a volcano. On Bali, witnesses reported the initial quake grew in intensity over several seconds, rattling windows and doors with many aftershocks.
We just experienced an aftershock. It was very strong. Two times we ran out of the house. This is a residential area. The majority of the houses here are for rent. Everyone ran out because the quake was very strong.
There aren't any reports of Australians being killed or injured in the earthquake. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says many Australians felt the quake, including Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton, who's since tweeted to say he and other members of an Australian delegation visiting Lombok are safe. Venezuelan authorities say they've detained six people over drone explosions at a rally led by President Nicolas Maduro on Saturday. Interior Minister Nestor Reverol says the suspects launched two drones attached with explosives over an outdoor rally the president was holding in Caracas. The president described the attack, which injured seven soldiers, as an assassination attempt and cast suspicion over Colombia and the United States. US National Security Advisor John Bolton has told Fox News America wasn't involved.
I've spoken with our chargé in Caracas, the head diplomatic official down there. He and his staff were up much of the night making sure that Americans in Venezuela were safe as of now. Now, with respect to what happened last afternoon, it could be a lot of things from a pretext set up by the Maduro regime itself to something else.
An investigation is underway in Switzerland after a 79-year-old vintage plane crashed in the Swiss Alps, killing all 20 people on board. The investigation will be complicated by the plane not having black boxes and it flying in an area that doesn't have frequent radar readings. The victims were 11 men and 9 women between the ages of 42 and 84. They included 7 couples from various parts of Switzerland, a couple from neighbouring Austria and their son, and the 3 crew members. Fremantle first-year player Andrew Brayshaw has had surgery on a broken jaw and displaced lower teeth after being punched by West Coast's Andrew Gaff. Fremantle has released a statement saying the player won't be able to eat solids for 4 weeks and will be out for the rest of the season. Fremantle coach Ross Lyon says Gaff should face a suspension of something like the 7 weeks former Sydney player Barry Hall received for a similar hit back in 2008. Speaking after the game, Lyon says it was a distressing scene in the change rooms.
Andrew Brayshaw was king here, 100 metres off the ball. He's got a fractured jaw and 4 displaced teeth that are caved in, and he'll be undergoing surgery tonight. I got an 18-year-old kid in a real mess when I come down to the room, so, and his mum in tears as I was walking in.
And our look at today's weather. Perth, a possible shower and 17. Adelaide, showers and 13. Showers for Melbourne and 13 degrees. Rain at times, clearing in Hobart, a top of 13. Showers for Canberra, 12. Wollongong, showers and 18. Sydney, partly cloudy, becoming windy, a top of 20. Scattered showers in Newcastle, 18. Brisbane, a possible morning shower, 27. Should be mostly sunny in Cairns, 28. And a similar forecast for Darwin, a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.